I'll tell you what, the last week hasn't been bad for you. You've had, what, 9 victories in about 6 days, if I'm right in saying so. The form's been good since you got back?
Things are going good. It was unfortunate that I missed the first few weeks of the season, but that's horse racing for you. You're going to have your ups and downs, and unfortunately I got a little injury and it set me back for a few weeks, but we're going good again. The horses are in top shape, so long may it continue now.
Yeah. Let's talk about that injury, because the back injury happened in Hong Kong. How was things going in Hong Kong up until that happened?
It was going great. I had 10 winners in Hong Kong. It's a very, very tough place to compete at. So to get 10 winners was very good, and definitely came out of it a better person and a better rider, I think. I've definitely learned plenty and made some contacts, which is good. Thankfully, I did end up riding the whole time of my stint in Hong Kong. I got a fall maybe 10 days before I was supposed to come home, but I was able to keep riding for a week or 10 days until that was finished. And then I got a scan done, which said I couldn't continue. So I had to call it a day then and get checked up and get fixed. But it was just one of those things. But I definitely enjoyed Hong Kong.
Yeah, it was a back injury. Was it an actual fracture in the back? Was it done?
Yeah, I fractured my T6. Right. So it was sore at the time. I didn't really know how serious it was. At first, I thought it might have been something to do with my ribs. But after a few days racing and stuff, I knew there wasn't something right. So I had to go and get checked. And unfortunately, I had a fracture done. So. Yeah. I had to call it a day then and get it fixed, because it's not something you need to be messing about, is the back. So thankfully it's healed, and I've got no complaints. All is good. So we're fit and we're back at it again.
Were you concerned about it at the time, because a fracture in the back is a serious enough injury, Dylan?
Yeah, well, it's not the most ideal thing in the world, but it's something you just have to take care of and get it done properly and make sure it's 100% before you return. I was lucky, nothing really happened to me in the time space that I continued to ride while it already was done. But, you know, I could easily had another fall and could have been a lot worse. So thankfully I did get it checked and we found out what was wrong. And once you know, at least you can fix it then. But I've got no worries now. It's 100%, thank God.
Yeah, and you've certainly showed that over the last week to 10 days with the form that you've had at the start of the season. How big for you was that Chester Cup victory on Joseph's A Piece of Heaven last Friday?
Yeah, that was unreal. Chester's it's a great town. The racing is huge there. The festival, they draw in a lot of people, and there's a really good buzz there. But the history behind the Chester Cup is going back a long, long time. So it was good to get that ticked off, and to do it for Joseph as well was unreal.
Is that a horse you're going to be on a bit more regular this year, do you think, or will it be out again at some stage soon?
I'd imagine he'll probably aim for Royal Ascot now, right, maybe in a few weeks' time. He's a horse that has plenty of ability, but had a few problems through the last year or two, and Joseph done an unbelievable job of getting him back to his best, and he's definitely one, if he keeps on the right track, he's going to be one to look forward to. But there's some big days ahead for him, I'm sure.
Yeah, and you had a big day then on Sunday at Treble at Leopardstown when you can win a number of races like that. It's always a good day at the office, isn't it, though?
Exactly. You get one every day, it's great. But to get three was very good. And it was good to win one of the Derby trials as well. James J. Braddock was a good winner for Group 3 Colts. It's kind of a big race leaning towards the Epsom Derby in a few weeks' time. So he's an exciting horse, and it was good to get him to win. He was one of the outsiders, so we didn't really expect him to win. We thought he'd run well, but he kind of exceeded our expectations, so that was good.
Yeah, you've mentioned two big events coming up, obviously Epsom and Ascot on the way very, very soon as well. What's your record been like, I suppose, around those festivals, and what do you hope to get out of them now in the coming weeks and months, Dylan? Because obviously there's a couple of horses there that you'll be hoping that can get you back in the winner's enclosure.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the Epsom Derby weekend and Royal Ascot and all, they're the kind of places you need to be. They're very, very competitive, and they're tough places to win. If you can win one race there at all each year, it's unreal, and even to be riding in them is great. Joseph, I'm sure, will have a big team going to Royal Ascot, as he does every year. But as everyone knows, everyone meets there. It's the creme de la creme, and it's very, very tough. So hopefully we'll have a few competitors and we can get another winner there. But we didn't have one last year. We had one the year before. Yeah. So it'd be nice to get back in the winners' enclosures there.
Yeah, it certainly would. I suppose that there are obviously targets for you now in the coming weeks, but further down the line, defending the champion jockey title that you won in Ireland last year, is that top of the list to be ticked, is it again?
Well, I'm a long way behind at the minute on winners after missing the first few weeks, so I'm playing catch up. But it's definitely something would be great to do again. You know, every season everyone wants to do that. I was unfortunate to have a few weeks off, but thankfully the horses are going well, and I've banged in plenty of winners since I started. And if it keeps continuing, hopefully we can aim towards something like that again. But there's lots can happen between now and then, so fingers crossed it's all smooth sailing.
Yeah, and the fact that you won it last year, and obviously you continue to ride with Joseph, is there any more openings there for you? Because I know me and you talked before about trying to get more Group 1 victories under the belt for you. Is there more of that sort of on the horizon now, do you think, Dylan?
Well, you need the horses to be running and those races to be winning them, of course. And Group 1 horses aren't easy to come across. The likes of the horse that won at the weekend at Leopardstown, James J. Braddock, as I said, he's kind of one that could step up into that kind of level next and be very competitive. So there's plenty of babies as well that's coming through that we don't know much about that could be superstars, but it's an exciting time of the year that you just have to wait and see what they can do, and hopefully some of them can climb up the ladder and compete in those races. And the more Group 1s we can compete in, hopefully the more we can win, and that's what everyone wants to be doing.
Would you like to experience America again? You had that sensational one on a Willie Mullins horse last November. Is that a place you would like to go back to too, Dylan, in 2026?
Yeah, the Breeders' Cup is... it's at the very end of the season. Everyone meets there at the end, and the whole world goes to it, and it's one of the biggest meetings of the year. So hopefully we have a couple of horses that can compete there, but it's definitely an unbelievable spot, and that's where everyone wants to be at the end of the season for the last hurrah. But we'll look forward to that again, and I've had success there last year, so hopefully we can get some more. It won't be easy though.
Yeah, it won't be easy, but it'd be great to see you back there. Listen, you're in downtime today. You might give us an idea of what downtime is for an Irish champion jockey on a Wednesday midweek time.
Well, I've been racing the last 5 or 6 days in a row, so it's been fairly hectic since I've come back. I've got a day off today racing, but of course you've still got to go into work in the mornings and ride out your 5 or 6 lots and whatever's got to be done. But then from 1 o'clock on, we've a bit of chill time, go out for a bit of dinner and chill out. So I think I might go and see the Michael Jackson movie later on. It's supposed to be good. So something like that will be nice, nice to take off.
Good man. And where are you racing then for the rest of the week, Dylan?
We're in Leopardstown Friday. I think we're Navan Saturday and maybe Ness Sunday. So we're busy for the rest of the week. And we're in Roscommon as well on Monday. So there's plenty happening within the next few days. So hopefully we can keep the winners coming.
Yeah, good stuff. Hopefully there'll be a few more. Listen, Dylan, many thanks for talking to us. Enjoy the film. Enjoy Michael Jackson. And we'll catch up again soon. And the best of luck with what lies ahead for you in the future, all right?
Lovely. Thanks very much, Ashin.